Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to be joined by all the stars in the AFL. Last night it was Johnny Longmire, and tonight is the captain of the Carlton Football Club in Mark Murphy. Welcome, mate. How are you going?
Good, boys. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going really well. You've been playing some good footy, and you're going to probably bring a really young team out west, and you're not without your chances, I don't reckon, the way they're going.
No, you're right. We played some good footy last week. I think the previous weeks before that against Geelong and Brisbane, we let ourselves down. But last week, we started to play some good footy and should have really run away with it last week, to be honest. But anyway, we bring over a young side over to Perth. We enjoy coming over there. We've got a lot of support from Carlton fans over there. So get a chance to play against West Coast on a ground that they play really well at. So it'll be a good challenge.
How have you seen your season, Murph? In terms of wins, you've only got the 5 wins on the board so far. Are you disappointed with that outcome, given what we saw from you, particularly early in the season last year?
Oh, I think, yeah, wins and loss point of view, I suppose when you sit here and you're only 5 wins and 14 losses, it can look a little bit disappointing. But I think in terms of the exposure that we've given some of our younger guys and some of the growth that we've seen from some of them, I think... We've certainly found some players that will play for us over the next 10 years, and that growth is really important for us, that those guys are getting a taste of it and they know what the expectations are to play AFL football. And I think we've seen guys like Charlie Curnow take the next step, and he's showed to us he's going to be a footballer of some pretty serious talent going forward. And you've got some young guys that are certainly growing pretty quickly. You've got Sammy Obitrescu-Seaton, who's certainly going to be a star of the comp, I think, in the next few years. And, wins and losses, we can't really look too far at that. I think just our growth, some of our young guys have been really, really good. We'll get some more young guys again end of this season, and hopefully, you know, turn some of those close losses. I think we've had 6 or 7 losses that we've been in front of the last quarter. So try and turn some of those into wins next year and start challenging some more sides.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I think that I saw Sam Newman on the footy show, mate, and I reckon his words were along the line of this was the worst Carlton football side ever. I think you came out and won your next 2 in a row to shove it up him. And, you know, the really good part that I've seen is that, you know, and you should take credit for this, is it's been the senior blokes. You know, you've been pulling your weight. You and Gibbs and Doherty and Simpson and Cruz has probably played, I reckon, the best footy of his career. I don't know what you think, but the leaders and the experience of that group has to show the young blokes the way, and you guys have shown them the way.
Yeah, I think we have certainly as leaders. I think we've certainly been our most consistent players in the side. And you mentioned Cruz. I reckon Cruz and Paddy Wright would be up there in terms of all Australian selection. Cruz has, I reckon, easily been our best player for the year. And you mentioned a few other guys. And Gibbsy's been terrific as well. And Sam Doherty, I reckon, will probably be in the all Australian side. So, those guys have been really good for us. We've had a few crucial injuries to Paddy Cripps and Ed Kerner that probably haven't helped us too much, but our senior guys certainly have led the way, and that's what we expect from them. But we got some young guys that really look to our leaders to show the way, and I think we certainly have done that this year.
You got a lot of West Australians on your list. You mentioned Paddy Cripps and Reece Palmer's there as well. Obitrescu-Seaton's having a good year, but a couple of others will be looking forward to coming and playing this weekend. Zach Fisher and also Jared Pickett, we've seen a little bit of, but you think those guys can go to the next level?
Yeah, we've got some good WA boys. I think Zachy Fisher's one of my little proteges, only a little light fella, left footer. We've got plenty of silk. The young fella, I've roomed with him in our pre-season camp. He's a good lad, and I think he'll be a good player for us. And Samo's been terrific. So, look, we've got some good WA kids there that are really enjoying their time over in Victoria, and certainly got some silk, the boys.
Yeah, just on Zach, his auntie is a police commissioner out here in Western Australia, Murph, so he's a good man to get to know. Now, when it comes to the overall game, mate, and the way that it's sort of evolved and changed, and now we've seen the rotations reduced and we're seeing the tagger coming back into vogue, how have you felt about, you know, how it's gone one way and now it's gone back a little bit the other way from your experience?
Yeah, I reckon the rotations have been okay. I haven't really noticed them too much in terms of coming back to around the 90 mark. I think it it's made the better players stay out in the ground for longer, which I think is really good for the game. And I think midfielders are now are not rotating as much. I used to come off two, maybe three times a quarter, and now it's making us almost stay out there for a quarter and maybe come off once a half at times and just go deep forward. And seeing guys like Dusty Martin, who go forward quite a bit. Paddy Cripps was starting to go forward a bit more as well, being a taller midfielder, to try and challenge him down in defence. So I think it's been good for the game. I reckon the high scoring side of it's really good, and you've seen the better players stay out there for longer, which is good as well.
Tell us about Brett Ratten. You would have played some of your seasons underneath his leadership when he was coaching Carlton. He's been thrown around as potentially a coach to maybe take on Collingwood if that comes up, but also the Gold Coast Suns. Do you think, from what you saw in his early days, and given that he would have improved under Alistair Clarkson, do you think he's got the capability to become a senior coach again?
Yeah, I certainly do. I haven't seen Rats for a couple of years, but he coached me for a number of years, and I really enjoyed my time under Rats. He was obviously just learning the caper at that time, and unfortunately it didn't work out for him, but he went to he's been in a fantastic football club for a long time at Hawthorn, and obviously won premierships there, and I think his growth and his knowledge of the game would only have increased from there. So I'd imagine he'd be in a great position to lead another football club.
Johnny Barker's still at your club, isn't he? He's a $2 favourite, if we believe all the betting markets. Murph, he's already got job.
Yeah, right. A few of the boys have been getting into him about working on his tan in recent times, getting used to using some more sunscreen. But I love Johnny. He's a ripper coach. So if he gets a gig, I'm sure the Suns will be in good hands there. But if he tends to stay and doesn't get the job up there and stay at Carlton, I'll be pretty happy as well.
Now, mate, you've been a great player for your footy club, 233 games. I think you're certainly inside your top 20 at your footy club in their history, and you're going to work your way up the ladder in the next few weeks as well with Rod Ashman at 236, a couple of games ahead of you. How are you feeling? Like, you're 30. We've seen a lot of great players pull the pin in the last couple of weeks. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm going pretty well. I suppose, just turning 30, now I've become the veteran status around the place, and I'm not quite the fossil in terms of nicknames around the place at the moment, with Cade Simpson still running around, but my body's been really good this year. It's the first time, hopefully touch wood, that I'll get through a full season for probably 5 or 6 years. So the body's feeling really good. I had the ankle issue last year and the shoulder the year before, so I'm not pulling the old man injury in terms of doing the calf or the hamstring as yet. So if I can manage to be right and get out of those collision injuries, coming out of them okay, I'll be right. So, yeah, the body's feeling really good at the moment.
Big game on Saturday night against the West Coast Eagles. Probably for you guys a bit around stopping Josh Kennedy and his dominance that we've seen since he's come back into the side. But going into the game, do you have a lot of confidence, given what you've seen from the West Coast Eagles in the last couple of weeks, with the way in the last quarter they can be run over?
Like you mentioned, Josh Kennedy, we've obviously got to try and limit the amount of supply that gets down to him. He's a superstar, Joshy, so we'll have our work cut out trying to stop him. But if we can try and manage to stay with the Eagles late in the game, obviously that's ideal for us. They're a fast starting side. They obviously play really well at that ground. So I reckon the start for us is really crucial, especially being a young side. Getting over there and starting really well is something that's really important for us.
Well, mate, we look forward to seeing you in action. We'll be calling it live here at Attity 26BR. Really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time tonight, mate, and we'll see you on the weekend.
No worries. Good to have a chat, boys.